wrestling, how many times a guy wrestles a week just depends on demands. I would, somebody like myself or Flair or Blackjack Mulligan or some of your top wrestlers, I know that I could book myself to wrestle every single night of the year if I wanted to. You know, if I wanted to. It's just a phone call away. I could just keep setting up my bookings night after night after night, city after city after city. It's just a matter of just calling these promoters. Sure, come on, come on. Let me get the advertisement out, you know. Let me start doing it. And, you know, when you're going to be here 2 weeks? Okay, fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, your name and all that. But I can't do it. It's hard. I can't do it. In professional wrestling, it is very hard to have any kind of social life or any private life, marital or single. And if you have somebody serious in mind, it's very, very difficult. The only thing I can say is that your spouse has got to be very, very understanding and have a lot of patience. Marital status in professional wrestling is worse than the national figures, in which today it's every one out of two of every marriages nowadays ends up in divorce. Well, in pro wrestling, it's worse than that. It's even worse than that, and I don't know how it could get worse than that, but it is. The only thing I can say is that each of you have to, you know, just bear with it, and I guess be very understanding. If first of all, you got to have a spouse that understands the amount of traveling, the amount of time that you're away, and if you don't get along with that, I would suggest right then and then you have a sit down talk and say, I don't think things are working out, you know. Because if you put your job first, and that's what I'm doing, because it's something that I know will help me in the future. And fortunately, my wife is understanding about that. About being approached from different guys that are testing me, I've never really had that serious of a problem with people. Maybe it's because I project myself, you know, on TV. I'm not really out to hassle anybody or to prove that I'm better than you in arm wrestling, or I can hold my breath longer than you, or lift more weight than you or something. You know, I don't project to do that, although there are a lot of guys that brag about the things that they're able to do and what, you know, and this and that. I never had any problems with fans like that. I never have myself. I know there's been many instances such as Flair and Wahoo McDaniels, Blackjack Mulligan, you know, they've been approached a countless number of times from different fans at bars or hangouts and this and that, and have gotten into some serious lawsuits and trouble. But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, I don't know about me. I don't know. I've never been seriously approached. I've always tried to, if a guy came up wanting an autograph, for instance, if I'm in the middle of my meal, I would try to be very polite and say, if you don't mind, could I, if you just leave it here, I'll sign it when I finish eating, you know. Sometimes other restaurants, hey, can't you see I'm eating? What's the matter with you, right?
Right.
I just try to be, approach it a little bit more, you know, yeah. A lot of good scientific wrestlers just get tired of all the autographing and back slapping and hugging and kissing and hair pulling, you know, fans running up to you and you know, doing this countless times, you know, year after year after year. You know, they drive away in the car and it's, got it! Man, those fans are just really starting to get to me now, you know, and this and that, you know. After a while, at different times, I would say in wrestling, there's a lot of high and lows in your feelings during your career. A lot of times you feel down in the dumps, you know. A lot of times you feel, you know, good if, you know, you had a good string of wins or if you won a championship title or something like that. A lot of times guys will just say, hey, I'm tired of trying to beat these guys and staying on the clean side. I'm not making hardly any kind of any money anymore. My losing is going, it's passing up my winnings, you know, this and that. And he just says, I'm just going to have this, just for me to, you know, winning and losing is a big difference in your payoffs. And so, I can't, with the economics the way nowadays, I'm just going to have to go the other route. This has happened. Fans, I would say, yes, has maybe turned wrestlers from good to bad, from bad to good. And I would say the economics have turned guys from good to bad and bad to good, you know. For myself, I don't know, it's maybe because of the way I was brought up with my mom and dad. You know, they always try to do what is right, and that will always be the best way. And do what is good, and that is always be the best way.
Okay, this question.
To add that jealousy among fellow wrestlers, you know. Jealousy is a part to where if he's a tag team partner, maybe you're a little bit better than him. He gets a little warm at times, or people get a better response towards him than you. You know, jealousy for the I've had guys hot at me because they thought that they deserved title matches against a world champion, and maybe I got it. You know, that's with the promotion, right? I proved myself. I have the chance. And other guys thought that they deserve it. And they get hot. You know, hey, I have had the opportunity to try and win the belt. You know, they get warm. They're warm with me. But, you know, all this is set up like through the contracts drawn up with Harley Race or the champion, myself, and the promotion. You know, and I've had a lot of wrestlers that hot me because of the fact that I've had more opportunities. But the promotion felt that I've proven myself more than the other guys. Although the other guys may feel that they've proved themselves. You know, this causes splits, so this causes guys to go bad, or, you know, jealousy and stuff like that. Making more money, better percentages on payoffs. Oh, that causes a lot of heat, too. On my particular matches and career, the promotion has approached me, and such thing as when you do put your shoulders down for a certain amount of money, or you know, stuff like this. This has never been approached in my career, although I've heard through grapevines and this and that, you know, because money situations and this and that, because it is, there's no hush-hush like in boxing or something like, you know, saying that I've heard it has been done. But in my particular career, I've never been approached to as a payoff, you know, for taking a dive, or, you know, like they say in wrestling, boxing, as to how much of this is planned out and this and that. Well, I would say that to a lot of the wrestling fans that do watch wrestling on a very, very regular basis, that a lot of different times they'll see a lot of different holds and moves done, for instance, on the first match, and it'll be done on the second match, you know, and this, you know, those same things, right? I don't know how things get into made look routine-ish or something like this, but when a guy gives a guy a turnbuckle and then, or slams him and then drop kicks him, you know, and then you'll see in the second match a guy will give him a turnbuckle and slam him and drop kick, you know, the series, it seems the same. Nothing was set up, it just may seem coincidental. There's a lot of times I've watched a particular wrestler do a series of two or three moves, and then I said, aha, that's what he did that first, second, third move, but the reason why he did it because he ended up with that final move or hold, you know. And I said, God, I never thought of going into that way to get that hold of that particular guy, you know. And I've used it, you know, and I went back out there and did the same thing, you know. And I know, hey, so-and-so did that earlier, you know. But I know a lot of guys are copying me because I've gotten into a routine or something, going into different ways of getting a particular hold on somebody, and I wrestled like Flair when I used to wrestle him several times. It got to the point to before I would register like, oh man, I've done that so much with him that, you know, he's countered it and he's gotten me, you know. I forgot, you know, because maybe it's so routine with myself that I said, I'm going to get the arm and then all of a sudden I'll start doing my thing, boom, boom, do three or four different moves or holds. But he already knew what I was doing. You know, he picked it up also as my opponent. This is the only account I can say how things look routine-ish, because a lot of guys will come up to me and say, how did you did something, and then I forgot what you did. That one extra little thing which enabled you to get the move or hold that you wanted on the individual. And I can't remember what it was. And I said, well, I did that. Ah. And then maybe a couple weeks later on TV or at a house show or something, I see that same guy do those three, four different moves that I was telling him about, you know. I haven't been around to talk Let me put it this way. I know in football and basketball, everybody is prone to a lot of injuries. You hear knee injuries, shoulder separations, back, lower back, and neck injuries. And you hear it in football. You hear it in basketball. You hear in all sorts of sports, you hear injuries. In wrestling, I've had two separated shoulders, ribs, two dislocated jaws. You know, I've got a bad knee right now, laterally. My lower back is bad. I have a broken tailbone. I would say I don't know what the percentage of injuries would be in football, but I'll tell you one thing. A lot of the conversation with wrestlers among themselves is the injuries that they have. You know, oh, my back is really hurting today, or my shoulder is killing me today, or my knees are really, really bad. I feel like they're going to give out. You know, my neck's out. My sac and my lower back is out. You know, stuff like I couldn't tell you. All I would know is that I haven't met a professional wrestler yet that hasn't been injured or that isn't going through some kind of injury or is in that pain of injury. I've seen wrestlers, well, usually on TV, if a guy gets out there and he starts talking, well, we're usually in two separate dressing locker rooms. The good, quote, good guys on one side and the bad, quote, bad guys on the other side. And we have our own monitors or televisions, and we watch and this and that. And I've done it myself, watching you sitting there casually watching some guy rattle on, and then starts to put me down and down and down. A couple of the other boys are sitting around saying, hey, Steamer, listen to that man. Go now. Listen to him talk about you. Maybe they work me into a frenzy or something like this, but I've done it a lot of times where I've stormed out of the dressing room and walked that back out there on TV and said, hey, what are you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. Exchange, 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 exchange. And I've done this on my own. And I've seen it done many, many times with other guys storming out, you know. I don't know if the drawn gate or whatever. I've just done it because of my own personal feelings. I get hot, the guys get up. I know many times in flair when I'm wrestling, it make me hot. Slanted-eyed son of a gun, you know, they start talking like that. I, without a moment's hesitation, I'm blasting out the door, heading towards the TV set, TV cameras, and that's all I can say to that.
Okay.
Consideration when you choose a tag team partner is compatibility, knowing that you're going to get along with them, because then if you know that you're going to get along with that particular partner, if you could trust him 110%, you would give a lot more in a match or try a lot harder in a match knowing that somebody that you have as a partner is backing you, as opposed to, let's say, if you pick somebody that maybe is a lot better in wrestling, but you hate his guts because you can't stand his attitude or the way he is projects himself out of the ring in public, at the mall or the 7-Elevens, you know, the way you can't stand him, you can't stand to be around him. So while you're wrestling or something, you may not give it all because you can't stand him, even though this guy may be a better wrestler than another partner that you've picked. But you get along so well because the guy is really a good guy. You know the guy is trying 110%. And maybe you'll say to yourself, well, maybe I can take him aside and help train with him for a little bit, and he'll become a better wrestler. And your friendship is strong. So this, I would say compatibility and trust is I would say, a lot more than for myself than looking at somebody and say, I'd rather pick this guy because his ability is better, but his attitude is really down, you know, as opposed to maybe this guy's wrestling is not quite up to par, but his attitude and his will and everything, you know, about him, so much easier to get along with.